Shalom, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Messianic Moments. For this podcast episode, I wanted to briefly touch on this week's Torah portion of Vayera, and primarily this whole theophany, which is a multi-point word in Scrabble that basically just means that God has revealed or manifested somehow in creation. We see this passage in Vayera that Moshe got to see the burning bush, and then, you know, God speaks through this burning bush and this theophany and tells them to go back to Egypt and go and free the slaves of Israel and so on and so forth. And Moses asks a very good question. Okay, well, I'm going to go back, but who do I say has sent me? What is your name? And then God goes along this whole dialogue in Exodus chapter 6. Not only does he say, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, I am that I am, which already raises questions all right then and there. I mean, I am that I am. What does that even mean? He is existence itself. I mean, that just causes a migraine to even try to comprehend. But then he also gives the name that is unpronounceable. I mean, no one knows how to pronounce it, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh name, which is a culmination, a combination of various words and phrases in Hebrew that if you take the letters and overlap them, it actually makes the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It's the phrases that say, he is, he was, and he will be. So again, he is existence. But it's also this name. This name denotes visibility. He's the God who is able to be seen and is able to be visible. He's right here in a burning bush, and he's experiencing, Moses is experiencing God in a visible way. And in fact, God even says in Exodus here, in this week's Torah portion, that he appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, but that he appeared to them as El Shaddai instead. So what is going on here? There are multiple names of God, and different people are experiencing God in different ways. We have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs themselves, experience God as El Shaddai, but they did not experience him as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But then we have Moses here who gets to experience this brand new name that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't get to experience as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Well, I mean, what's going on here? And so I want to kind of touch back on the name of El Shaddai real quick and kind of go back into that. So in Genesis, I believe it's Genesis chapter 17, God says, Ani El Shaddai, yeah, right? I am El Shaddai. But then God gives this direction to Abraham, and he says, walk before me and be perfect. So there's some context clues here of what this name might mean, right? So Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh means existence. He is that he is. He is visible. He is God. I mean, you can see him. But with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they did not get to experience that side of God. They didn't get to experience that revelation, that theophany. They got to experience El Shaddai, the God who tells them to walk before them and be perfect, be blameless. So what does it mean to actually walk before God? Now, that is a really interesting one, to walk before God. Now, there's actually some extra context clues in the book of Genesis as well. We see during the blessing of Jacob to Ephraim and Manasseh, that he says that God was a shepherd to him, right? That it's El Shaddai, the God who has been a shepherd to me. And so we see some extra context clues here that, okay, there's a shepherd. God is the shepherd. He's asking Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai to walk before him. But what does that really mean to walk before him, though? I mean, it literally is saying, walk in front of me. That's what it means to walk before someone, is to walk in front of them as you take on the back seat. And so God is saying here, I'm going to be behind you. You just keep walking. Walk in front of me. Keep going. Now, to us here in the 21st century, we may not necessarily know exactly what that means, because not many of us know anything about agriculture and farm life and herding sheep and, you know, walking them from place to place, being a shepherd. But just a little bit of research into agriculture and into the whole sheep and farm life, you can see not only in real life, but also in like movies and on TV shows that have this, shepherd with the flock of sheep, you do see them actually staying behind. Very rarely will you see the leader being in front of the sheep. Rather, you see the sheep in front of the leader. The leader is behind the flock. And it's really interesting. And so just a little bit of research on that. So the reasons why the shepherd might take the back seat, if you will, and ask the sheep to walk before him is, one, the shepherd gets to scan the environment. And he gets to actually see from a bird's eye view. He gets to see all of his flock. He gets to see all of the sheep. He sees them. Now, that's a key thing to remember. So put that in the back of your mind there, because we're going to kind of come back to that. But he sees the sheep, right? And he's able to scan the environment, and he can see if there's any predators. He can see if there's any danger, any cliff faces, any edges, whatever's going on, he can see it. He knows. He can see it. He also knows more than the sheep. He knows his direction. He knows where he's going. He knows where there's going to be water. He knows where there's going to be some food, some pastures to lie down and take a snooze and so on and so forth. He knows where he's going, and he's able to see the sheep and so on and so forth. So how do the sheep stay in this formation? How are they constantly able to keep going? I mean, yeah, there might be one or two here and there that will go astray. Of course, that's why the shepherd has various tools. He has tools like the rod. He's able to kind of hit the sheep a little bit, just kind of hit them to get them back into their position. And not only that, but the sheep that are closest to the shepherd, they might be able to see the shepherd in their peripherals, but even them, they're not necessarily focused on the shepherd per se. They're focused on just walking because the shepherd keeps moving. Since the shepherd keeps moving, they got to keep moving because then the shepherd's going to bang them with his rod. And then they're like, okay, I got to get going. I can't just stop here. So the sheep that are closest to the shepherd, they sense his presence. They know that he's there. They can kind of see him in their peripherals. And so since the shepherd is moving, they are moving. So they just keep walking. Now, what do those sheep do that are next to the or nearest to the shepherd? Well, they kind of bump into the sheep in front of them. And so now those sheep, they get the sense, all right, I got to keep moving. So those sheep are getting bumped into, and then those sheep bump into the next ones, and then it just creates this domino effect of sheep bumping into each other. And then eventually, all these sheep are just bumping into each other, and they just keep walking. And the person at the very front, the sheep at the very front, thinks that they're the leader, but they're really not. And they're just kind of walking. They just keep going in this direction. They for the most part keep in the same formation. And eventually they, after a long time of walking, and they might find a pasture that they can lie down and they can graze in peace. And they see a wolf and then they freak out, but then out of nowhere this wolf kicks the bucket. Little did they know that the shepherd was behind them with a slingshot and just shot the rock at the wolf, and boom, they're done. They just keep going, and they keep finding these provisions. They keep stumbling upon water to drink, and they keep stumbling upon grass to eat on and pastures to lie down and snooze for safety and so on and so forth. They feel, and then at the same time, they ultimately feel kind of a peace, even though they don't see the shepherd, right? All these sheep in the flock, they don't see the shepherd. They don't even know that he even exists. They just keep getting bumped along by the sheep behind them and around them. So they just keep walking for whatever reason. They said, I don't know why I'm walking, but I'm walking. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep walking, because every time I keep walking and keep going in this direction with everyone else, well, hey, I'm getting water. I'm getting nourishment. I'm protected, and so on and so forth. I get a good night's rest, and life is pretty good. But little did they know, the shepherd has been there the whole time. The shepherd was the one that was drawing them to water. The shepherd was the one that was drawing them to food. The shepherd was the one protecting them from the enemies. The shepherd was the one that was directing their footsteps the entire time. In fact, the only reason why they kept walking is because the shepherd was walking himself. When the shepherd walks, they walk. When the shepherd stops, they stop. but they didn't know why, because they couldn't see the shepherd. And that's exactly how El Shaddai, the God Almighty, was experienced by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and everyone before Moses. They were told to, like Abraham, for example, he was told to pack up and move. Where? I don't know. I'll tell you where. I'll tell you. Just have faith, right? Abraham just had to have faith as he was walking that the promises of God are going to happen. Here's the thing, though. Abraham never got to actually witness the fullness of the promises that were given to him. God promised him that he would have offspring that he couldn't count. They were innumerable. He was going to be the father to many nations, and that his seed was going to be a blessing to all nations. He never got to witness that promise in his lifetime. But he kept walking because he believed in it. He believed in that direction. He knew that it was going to happen because God said so. So he kept walking before God. Passed that along to Isaac. Again, we got sheep bumping into sheep, right? And so Isaac passed that along to Jacob, and Jacob blesses Ephraim and Manasseh, and he says, you know, he invokes the name of El Shaddai, and he says that, you know, he was a shepherd to me, and so he's passing this along to them. And then out of the blue, we get, you know, Joseph, and he gets sent to Egypt, and he becomes the viceroy, you know, some leader, some big shot, and now all of Israel is in Egypt, and then they become enslaved. And so for hundreds of years, Israel is experiencing the God who is not visible. They're simply experiencing the God that, yeah, I guess he's there, but we're just kind of bumbling along. We're bumbling along, and now we're enslaved for hundreds of years. And now Moses experiences this theophany. Let's go back to where we began now in the book of Exodus, in this week's Torah portion of Vayera. Ani Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. I am Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Ehi Asheh-Yeh. I am that I am. He is, he was, he will be. And now, after all these years of experiencing El Shaddai, the God that you cannot see, but you know that he's there and you're just walking out of faith, is now visible. He is experienceable. You can see him through acting throughout creation. They see him with the plagues. They see him with the splitting of the sea. They see him with the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, the manna in the 40 years of the desert. They see him with the quail and so on and so forth. They see him now, the water from the rock and so on and so forth. They get to see Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But even though they got to experience this new name, this new revelation, this new theophany, this new side of God that was concealed before, they still experienced various aspects of El Shaddai, walking before God as the shepherd. And how true is that for us as believers in Messiah Yeshua? Yeshua is the good shepherd. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep. And like a good shepherd, he stays behind the flock to scan, to make sure that everything is safe as he's directing the flock. He's staying behind. He is concealed. He's in a position that you don't see him. He's not walking on the earth right now. He's living through us. Yes, we can experience him through other believers, through each other, through the word of God, through prayer. We get to experience him, but we don't see him until he returns. Right? So it's almost as if we are walking with El Shaddai yet again, the God who says, go before me, walk before me, be perfect, be blameless, walk before me. Yeshua says, my sheep know my voice. They know me. They know I'm here. They know. Just keep walking. I'm walking, so you need to walk. Keep walking. Keep walking. And sometimes in our lives, we don't get to see God. We don't see him working. But if you actually open your eyes, look at all the provision that he has given you. Look at the testimonies that he has given you throughout your life. Look at all of the pastures that he's gotten to, that he's led you to, so that you can lie down and rest in peace. All the times he's healed you, all the times that he's provided water, food, shelter, and so on and so forth, clothing on your back. all the things that he's provided to you thus far in your life. Yeah, you might have gone through the valley of the shadow of death, but he is still there. His rod and his staff, it comforts you. Yeah, we might not see him. There are times when he is concealed, but he is there. In fact, like I said before, the shepherd sees the flock. He can see all of it. He can see everything. He can see every single sheep, and he knows the numbers. He knows every single sheep. The shepherd knows every single sheep. He can count every single one. He knows everyone by name. He knows it all. He can see it. But even though he can see you, sometimes we just don't see him. But that doesn't mean that we turn our backs and you know, we look behind us to just make sure. No, have faith. He's there. You don't need to turn around. You don't need to look back and say, oh, is he even still there back there? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he took a snooze and we're just kind of keep walking. Nope. Nope. You'll know. You'll know when he pauses. You'll know. From my own experience, you'll know. You'll know when he pauses and you're like, okay, I need to pause. And then when he starts moving, you'll know, because then you'll start moving. But that's sometimes in our life what we experience. Sometimes we experience Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We experience the God that is visible through signs and wonders. We see, sometimes get to experience that. And you can experience that every single day if you just open your eyes and you see him working in your life. Reflect on it. See it working in your life. But most of the time in our lives, as we go on to go to the grocery store, or we go to to work and so on and so forth, go to school, whatever it is, we sometimes don't see him, and so we almost forget that he's even there. But he's there. He's directing your footsteps. He's watching you. He's making sure that you're safe. He's making sure that you are being led towards water. And if you go astray, his rod and staff are there to kind of hit you on the side and get you back in line. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it takes a while to kind of come back from being hit by the rod of the shepherd. But it's out of love. It's out of correction. And we just say, okay. I've been corrected. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. I'm going to keep walking. I get it. I'm going to be limping a little bit, but I'm going to keep walking because I know that you know what is actually good for me. So that's this week's Torah portion of Vayera, the God that reveals himself as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, but is also known as El Shaddai. And that's how we experience God. That's how we get to walk with him. And not only walk with him, but we get to walk before him as well. Sometimes we walk directly next to him, and sometimes we just walk before him. But either way, wherever you are in your life, just know he is there. He cares for you. He sees you. He understands everything that you're going through. He is your good shepherd. Just keep walking. Shalom, shalom. I hope you have a blessed rest of your week. Thanks again for tuning in to Messianic Moments.